teams coming into tournaments this year, which is great to see. Great to see some new faces and some young legs.
Two new local teams join the roster for this year's Dick Hotch tournament, and a new fund offers tens of thousands of dollars to the arts in Skagway. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell with Misty Wiley in Skagway. That news and more up next. Commercial Dungeness crabbers in Southeast will have a little more leeway in marking their pot buoys this year. The Alaska Board of Fish approved new regulation language at a meeting in Petersburg in January that gets rid of a requirement that a permit holder's buoys are all marked identically. A proposal to change the regulation was submitted by the commercial fishing group, the Southeast Alaska Fishermen's Alliance. CEFA Executive Director Kathy Hansen testified in support of the proposal and submitted photos from a crabber ticketed last summer.
He's bought buoys different years, depending on the bays that they were fished in, the sun fade. They were all meant to be the same color. You can kind of see that they are. It's just a matter of you cannot actually get buoys to be identical.
Hansen said there were even variations in a set of brand new buoys from the manufacturer. The CEFA proposal sought to change the regulation to require similar markings. Board member Bill Brown of Juneau remembered hearing about the issue at his first meeting in 2008.
We spent quite a bit of time defining the color red. There was some concern that a red buoy had faded, and I think it was a crabber with some faded red buoys was given a ticket by a cowboy of an enforcement officer. And it boiled down to most officers are reasonable, and most officers can understand essentially the same color, shape, size, and markings. And with the new definition, that covers all the bases.
The new regulation language produced during commercial discussions in January says buoys have to be essentially the same in color, shape, size, and markings. The board approved the change 6-0 with John Jensen of Petersburg sitting out the vote.
A new charitable foundation has been established in Skagway. The Juneau Community Foundation and the Brady family in Skagway have teamed together to provide the Margaret Franz Brady Fund. The fund was announced this month, about 2 years after Margaret Franz Brady passed away. Mrs. Brady was dedicated to education and the arts and supported many charities both in Alaska and in North Carolina. She was instrumental in establishing a private school and dyslexia foundation in North Carolina. Her son, Jeff Brady of Skagway, has established the fund in her honor with the purposes that were important to Mrs. Brady.
We emphasize arts and education. And where there is, we want to help.
Jeff set up the fund as a way to memorialize his mother and her good works and to carry on the tradition of giving to the community, which she loved. The family wanted to make an immediate impact on the community and have already identified two projects they would like to donate funds to.
Identified the school as one to enhance the arts in the school. And the other was this outdoor arts facility project that's starting to come together.
The amounts of the funds the family asked the two entities to apply for will total $10,000 to the school and $50,000 to the outdoor arts facility. The fund is being administered by the Juneau Community Foundation, but is donor advised. Jeff explains how that works.
It's called a donor advised fund, and it all comes through me or my family, and we advise them on applications that come to us.
The application will be on the website www.junocf.org on March 1st, as well as additional information on deadlines and where to submit the applications. The Brady family also welcomes donations to the fund. The information for donating is also on the website. www.junocf.org. Reporting in Skagway for KHNS, it's Misty Wiley.
The Mammogram Van is announcing dates for its spring tour to Skagway and Haines. The van, run through a partnership between Bartlett Regional Hospital and the Search Wise Woman Women's Health Program, makes regular mammography screening services available to women who live in communities where they aren't available year-round. It'll be in Haines May 9th through 22nd and Skagway June 4th through 7th. Women are encouraged to contact their local clinics prior to the scheduled visit because they'll need to receive a clinical breast exam before they can get their mammograms on the van. As cabin fever peaks this time of year, it really is merely a flesh wound compared to the basketball epidemic that spreads through the entire region in the coming month. High school basketball teams are entering their final conference games before regional tournaments decide their presence at state. Gold medal tournament just announced first games for the big Juno tournament that's invited four local 18 and up teams this year. But before all that goes down, the Dick Hotch tournament takes place here at home, where two new basketball teams have formed to compete this year. Haynes is hosting at least seven adult basketball teams from around the region this weekend in the 31st annual Dick Hotch Memorial Basketball Tournament. It's the biggest warm-up tournament in preparation for next month's gold medal tournament in Juneau, the legendary basketball event of the year that's been running more than twice as long as the local event. Cluckwan's Larry Sweet started in the Hotch tournament as a ball player 3 decades ago and now organizes the event.
A lot of the same players that you see playing in the Hotch tournament you'll actually see at gold medal. So this is a great warm-up that gives them a high level of competition, and it gives them a chance. You know, sometimes they're running 3-4 games a day, and it gives them a chance to get it in really tip-top shape in a short amount of time.
The Haynes Merchants, who have past Hotch tournament wins under their name, will start the Hotch tournament off on Thursday night with a game against a new team from Cluckwan. Up to 8 teams are expected to be in Haynes for the event. 7 are confirmed, with Angoon still making travel arrangements.
This year we have Lonnie Anderson's team coming up, who are the defending champions. Ed Hotch is bringing a team up. Skagway is flying over, and White Horse is driving down. We've got the Haynes Merchants, which have been in it for 30 years. And then now we've got a new team this year. We've got the Harbor Heat, and I believe its manager is Mike Ward Jr. It'll be interesting to see them. And we have a new Catherine Hotch has put together a team from Buckland, and that's going to be the Chilkat Thunder. So we've got two new teams coming into the tournament this year, which is great to see. Great to see some new faces and some young legs.
The new teams, the Harbor Heat and the Chilkat Thunder, are made up of locals, returning young men and women who grew up here, and a few others from around Southeast.
Let's see, on there we have the two Ward boys, a couple of guys from Juneau. I believe Hart is playing on there. Kyle Rush is coming on to play on there. They have a combination of quite a few new names on there. And on the Chilkat Thunder, we have Cody Fisher coming home to play on that. Tyler Spud is coming home to play on that. Charles Cartiti is coming over from Hoonah to play. Yeah. And then we have Brian Huntsman, I believe Daniel Knott playing on there, Charlie Spud. Yeah, so we got quite a few people who haven't played in a while coming into play.
This year, the White Horse team is the one to watch, says Sweet. Their captain admitted this is probably the biggest team he's ever had, and he wasn't talking about a long roster.
His usual big man, Brian White, who we call Big Country, is about 6'6", 250. And they've got him at small forward this year because the other two guys are bigger. So their front line is 6'6", 6'8", and 6'10".
The Hotch tournament invites teams from around Southeast and Yukon. All teams play in one bracket from Thursday night to Sunday afternoon, with players aged from 18 to 70.
I think Eric McDowell is coming this year, and he's 70. From Juneau, he'll be coming up with Edward's team. Played up here for years past. He used to play for the Haynes-Buckland Deans back in the day.
The 31st annual Dick Hotch tournament starts Thursday night with 3 games with local teams scheduled for the first night. The first game is at 7:30 p.m. between Chilkat Thunder and Haynes Merchants. Then the Merchants face the Harbor Heat, tip off around 9 p.m. Harbor Heat and Chilkat Thunder play around 10:30 p.m. Thursday night. All games are at the Haynes School. Skagway and Whitehorse play the first game Friday at 12 p.m. 2 Juneau teams play around 1:30, with those teams playing Whitehorse and Skagway after that. Juneau won the local tournament last year, and the same team is one of the Juneau teams in the tournament this year. But the Haynes Merchants have taken the title for several years before that. Spectator tournament passes for all 4 days of the games are $25. Day passes are $10, and half-day passes are $5. Those tickets are available at the door of the gym, and concessions are also available for purchase. If anyone's interested in volunteering for the tournament, find Larry Sweet during the tournament. Whitehorse High School boys are also traveling to Haynes to take on the Glacier Bears boys high school basketball team. They play at 6 p.m. Friday and 4 p.m. Saturday at Haynes School Gym. Hey. four local teams are playing in this year's gold medal basketball tournament in Juneau. It's the 66th year of the event, put on by the Juneau Lions Club, and will be dedicated to Dr. Walter Soboloff this year. Soboloff was part of the Lions and died last year. The tournament isn't until next month, but the lineup for the first games was just announced. Kluckwan Masters team first faces Cake on the afternoon of the 19th. Kluckwan's B team takes on Angoon first on the 18th. Haynes B team plays Cake that same day. Winners of those two games play each other in their next game. The Kluckwan C team plays Hoona for their first game on March 18th. KHNS will have more coverage of gold medal tournament as it approaches. Gold medal is March 18th to 22nd at Juneau Douglas High School. Former Skagway Panther Jesse Ellis, who is now playing ball at Peninsula College in Port Angeles, Washington, tied the school's record for basketball assists in a game against Seattle Storm earlier this month. The game, which the Peninsula Pirates won 93-57, had to be one of the highest scoring wins in Peninsula women's basketball history, according to the Peninsula Daily News. Ellis, a freshman, converted on 11 assists in the game last Wednesday, tying the school record held by a teammate, her coach, and a former player from Alaska. This is Tara Bicknell with Misty Wiley for KHNS News.